All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow, straight gate path, that you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Getting us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the nights, the days, the weeks, the weekends. Praise him always forevermore. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He always protects his people. He keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be on one accord for the Most High. Amen. I pray that we all keep praying for each other, support one another, comfort each other, uplift each other, all those things, y'all. We have to be strong in these times that are in people. Amen. Most definitely. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the fellowships, the gathering, the sound doctrine, the Bible studies, and the harmony. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous believers who went all out for the gospel and the faith. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. All the brand new converts, God bless all of you. Anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just repented, anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. Welcome, love you, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen, adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Play an instrument, crowd to him, dance. Express yourself for the Most High. Do what you got to do. Always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let's be washed up by the water through the word, the washing of the water by the word. Let's keep our lamps and our oils. Let's keep the commandments. Keep the word of God. Keep doing the great commission. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep being doers of the word. We have to be on point in these times that we're in, y'all. So let us hang in there and be on point and thorough. Amen. Most definitely. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways through communication. Let us be more obedient and better listeners. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him and seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our future, our circumstances, handle that, people. Any assignment or task the Father gave you, handle that. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. So blessed to have you all here. Pray that you all had a blessed week, and better days ahead, okay? A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your personal life, but let your personal relationship with the Most High get better daily, amen, through obedience and staying in that faith, staying in that word, and keep on pleasing the Most High with your faith, amen. All right, y'all. So today's message, we will go through Jen DeLeon's church note, and then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So the title of this commentary, the title of this church note is Standing on Business. All right. Standing on Father's Business, y'all. Praise the Most High. So here we go. All right, y'all. Let's be alert, sober, vigilant, diligent, all those things, people. Amen. Praise the Most High. Standing on business. The enemy wants you to think that what you're praying for is not going to happen, because if I don't believe it, then my behavior will be less than what I'm capable of. Your behavior has to align with your belief. Anyone that's not working their business cannot encourage you in yours. When you're operating in your business, you are operating in your calling. What is your why? Why would God give you a plan or vision that would require you to compromise his name in order to receive it? What are your deal breakers? Because if you don't know what your deal breakers are, it's going to compromise you as you negotiate opportunities. You have to stay committed to what God called you to do. Stay committed to the plan and watch God work it out. The book of Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 48. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The boy Jesus' child in the temple. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child, the Messiah Jesus, tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Do you not know that I must be about my father's business? Amen. God's grace is on you. You have a grace to do what he's called you to do. God's favor is on your life. You might not have money, but you have favor. You can walk into a room and the atmosphere shifts because of the grace of God on your life. Stop getting down about what you don't have and start celebrating what you do have. If you've got God's grace, then you got more than enough for your business to be financed. Not everybody needs to know the moves God is calling you to make. Sometimes you have to move in silence. You might be asking permission from people who don't have the power to give you permission. You don't need permission to be great. I'm creating, not just waiting. If you want to build a business, be a better listener. What is God telling you to do? Some of you have heard it but still haven't done it. Others of you haven't heard it because you're not listening for it. Take some time to listen to what God is calling you to do. Your attitude could be affecting your attitude, your altitude. If you are a business, any place you currently work should be blessed because you brought your business to them. It's not that God hasn't promised it to you, but you don't have enough experience yet to carry the manifestation of it. Some of you are so afraid to ask for what you need to run your business. If they say no, it just means that's not the person God is going to use to bless you. When you put your business in God's hands, you're not going to fail. If you keep trying to hold on to what's old and reach for what's new, you're not going to get it. Some of you are playing Russian roulette with your destiny. You believe you have more time than you actually do. You're procrastinating yourself out of your purpose. Then you have the nerve to get mad at God when God is saying, I already told you what to do. But you keep delaying it. God is saying, I'm doing it, but are you doing it? Amen. Hallelujah. Iron sharpens iron, people. Let's get the Father's business. Me, you, all of us, all right? Let's always tighten up and reflect on what we're doing and ask ourselves, where are we heading on this journey, okay? So the responsibilities and duties the Father gave us, let's handle it diligently, effectively, excellent, amen? We serve a God of excellence, all right? So we know the Most High standard, what he wants out of us. So let's reciprocate, be obedient, and do it, amen? So there you have it. That is a church note, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. Praise him. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel, God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. He is risen. Praise the Messiah, always, forevermore, most definitely. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all, the advocate. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, 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 Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, Jehovah Jehovah Jireh, Judge of Israel, Judge, King Eternal. He is a King of Israel. Amen. He is a King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is a King of Kings, a Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord our righteousness, he is our strength, my rock, my redeemer, my salvation, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, praise him, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the fathers of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Gotta please him with faith. Gotta believe in him. Gotta know he exists, what he could do for you. Gotta trust in him. For healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God is going to be on our lives forever. The mighty hand of God is going to be on our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Amen. Most definitely. He got us, y'all. Praise him. Hallelujah, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrected of life. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man. Praise him. He is the Shiloh, the son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So prayers up for everybody out there. Much love for all of you listening, supporting. Always stay strong and encourage people, no matter how crazy things look. The Most High God is, amen. Most definitely, y'all. So there you have it. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the prayer and the priestly blessing on the way out. All right, so here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jireh Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.